Mike Plour in the studio, and joining me is Shane O'Connor and Marty Martello, both in the production of Little Shop of Horrors. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good to have you in the studio, as always. And Shane, tell us, you are Audrey 2 operator. Tell us what's going on with your part in the production.
Yeah, so I'm one of three people who operate the physical being of the plant, and there's a fourth person, a talent that does the voice of Audrey. So it's a bit of a monster, no pun intended, getting three people to coordinate with one voice, you know, that you can't even see, really. You're just going off of what you can hear from behind you. But it's great, and the tripod, as it will, of people is phenomenal to work with.
Are you a puppeteer? You must be a puppeteer of a sorts.
Somewhat. I've never done, here at NMU, I've never done like puppetry work, but I worked for Zeus for a while doing talent work like that as a mascot. So it's kind of similar thing, embodying the whole of that.
And Marty Martello with us also. Marty, you're Mushnick, the florist, and this is not your first time in this production. Tell us about what you're doing and how much fun it is.
Well, yeah, it's great. This is a show I've wanted to do forever, and said they needed a decrepit old man, and so I decided to audition. But it's really fun because, you know, Mushnick is this guy. He's running this florist shop in Skid Row. First off, why would you open a florist shop in a you know, decrepit neighborhood like that? But once Audrey 2 comes along and he sees all the opportunities, well, he's definitely an opportunist, we'll put it that way. So, fun times.
Gotta be, yeah. Tell us, Marty, what about the run? When is it going to open?
And we open next Wednesday, which is the 15th. So we open on tax day. We're Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. We also have a matinee at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Yep.
And it's going to be where?
At the Forrest Roberts Theater at NMU. And, of course, tickets are available through all NMU easy tickets outlets like the Dome or the, or you can go online. So,
Mike Plour, Mike Plour in the studio talking to Shane O'Connor and Marty Martello. And, Marty, what's the challenge in this role for you?
Well, part of it's the accent, which is difficult for me because I don't do accents well.
What's the accent?
Middle Eastern Jewish.
Okay.
Might be the best way, with a little New York in it.
Sure.
And of course, I slip out of it all the time because I'm horrible at it. Part of the problem is trying to act my age, because I never act as old as I am, but I need to for a change. So I got to slow myself down a little bit. But and vocally, it's a challenge. There's a lot of harmonies when we're doing the chorus work that are tough for me to master. So.
Joining me in the studio is Marty Martello, who is Mushnick the florist. We'll talk about that in a minute. And Shane O'Connor, who is the Audrey 2 operator in the production of Little Shop of Horrors coming up at the Forrest Roberts Theater. And Shane, what you're part of operating the monster, the plant,
yeah.
Audrey 2. What do folks need to know about the production that's just kind of fun, kind of in the back?
In the back of the program, there's a lot to look forward to. I think there's a multitude of levels that most people can get into on this. If you like, you know, seeing big plants and a lot of like technical theater, you can see that. There's a lot of great talent going on. There's some great singers, great performers. It's a capstone of one of our performers, actually. So there's a lot going on backstage. It's really spectacular in the spectacle sense. So
this is one of the, in my opinion anyway, one of the maybe top 10 musicals ever produced. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree. It's the top of my list. So,
Little Shop of Horrors, Marty Martello. You're Mushnick the florist, and you mentioned already that you know, you're in a decrepit kind of neighborhood in New York, so to speak, and you've got to bring across this character who's a little different for you.
It is, that's part of why I do theater. It's fun to slip into somebody else for a while. You know, Mushnick is, you know, very downtrodden. I mean, he's got this business. He's ready to close it because they're not making any money. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, here's this amazing plant that his assistant, Seymour, has found and is nurturing. It just turns out that it happens to eat people, but, you know, it's just a minor aside. But all of a sudden, the business is booming. So he's happy. He doesn't care about anything else. He's a happy camper once that's gone. But he's still hard on Seymour through the whole time. I spend more time yelling than talking. And that's definitely outside of me. I laugh more than I talk in the real world.
It's going to be out of character for a lot of people to recognize that. Oh, the boss is chewing on the little guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that'll be hard.
That's interesting. I love it. Tell us again, what's the production run and where can folks get tickets?
Tickets are available at all NMU Easy Ticket outlets like the Dome, the Forrest Roberts box office, and of course, you can go online to get them. The show itself opens next Wednesday. That'd be Wednesday the 15th. We go the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Shows are at 7:30 at night. And then also we have a 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday at the Forrest Roberts.
Sounds like a great time. How can folks find out more information?
Go right to the NMU website. If you go to the Forrest Roberts page, it'll have information on the show. If you go to the NMU Easy Tickets page, there's also a blurb about the show as well. And of course, they can listen to this.
There you go. And Shane O'Connor joining us along with Marty Martello. It's going to be a great time. Little Shop of Horrors coming up at the Forrest Roberts Theater next week. Gentlemen, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.